Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
First-hand experience. I had an encounter with my atheist college professor that has always stuck with me. I was reminded of that interaction when I was reading the question John the Baptist sent to Jesus from prison. The audio of today's podcast is taken from a video teaching that I did. I've shared links to that video as well as some other resources in the show notes. When I was taking an organic chemistry class at Wayne State University, my professor found out that I was a Christian, and he took great delight in front of about 200 of my fellow classmates, laying out an argument for me why there is no God. Why this material universe is just a material universe. And I sat there and listened. I didn't get frustrated. I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't angry. I just listened with a smile on my face. And when he got done, he said to me, "I'd like to give you an opportunity to respond." And I said, "I hear your arguments, but I don't accept them because here's what I know. I've tried to live my life apart from Jesus, and I've tried to live my life with Jesus. And I can tell you that a personal relationship with Jesus is much better than a life without Jesus. I followed the precepts that are laid down in the Bible, and I know my life goes much better when I live my life according to God's word." You know, we see this principle time and time again. The one with an experience is never at the mercy of the one with an argument. Now, this comes into play in Matthew's gospel in chapter 11. John the Baptist has been thrown into prison. Now, he's in prison because he simply spoke the truth to King Herod. He said, "Herod, what you're doing is not pleasing to God. It's wrong in God's eyes, the way that you're behaving." And Herod responded by throwing John into prison. Now, I can imagine that John might have been a little confused by that. I can imagine his prayer might be something like, "God, I don't think I did anything wrong. Why am I being punished?" But while he's in prison, now he's hearing secondhand reports of what Jesus is doing. And he begins to wonder, is this really the Messiah? Or is this going to get all derailed by King Herod just the way that my ministry sort of got derailed by King Herod? And so he sends some of his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you really the one, or are we supposed to look for somebody else?" And listen to Jesus's response. It's simple. It's straightforward. Jesus says this, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see." What's he saying? Take back to John a first-person report. Because the one with an experience is never at the mercy of the one with an argument. So friends, listen, it's still the best evidence we can give today. A personal story, a personal experience. To say, my life is different because I encountered Jesus. I've experienced his salvation. I've experienced his healing. I know what it is to have his Holy Spirit inside me, giving me wisdom and direction and counsel. I've experienced his protection. And on the list goes. You can give that firsthand experience to those people. Peter writes this in his first letter. He calls Christians, he refers to us as aliens and strangers. And that's true because we're just simply passing through earth. But I think it's also because a lot of earthlings look at Christians and say, "You guys are unusual. You're aliens. You're strangers here." Peter says they're going to be a little confused why we don't jump into some of the same things with them, even why we don't get upset about the things that upset them. And so in 1 Peter chapter 3, he tells us this. He says, "In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord." Have that personal experience of Jesus as your Savior. Not just saying, "Well, my pastor told me, my parents told me, and so I guess I'll believe what they say." That's secondhand information. Have firsthand information that you've set apart Jesus as Lord in your own heart. He says, then be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that you have. But I like what he says next. Do it with gentleness and respect. We don't have to argue. We don't have to get angry. We don't have to yell at people. We can just say, "Listen, I heard your arguments, but I have a personal experience. You have secondhand information. I have firsthand information. I know what it is to have my life changed by my relationship with God through Jesus, to have his Holy Spirit take up residence in my life." Friends, it's a great way to present your faith in Jesus is to make it a firsthand experience. Say, "This is how my life is different because I have a relationship with Jesus.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.